ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 20, Lord Vishnu's Appearance in the Sacrificial Arena, Text Number 9. Yasvadamena mam nityam nirashishadayanvitaha bhajate sanakestasya manorajan prasidati Yasvadamena mam nityam nirashishadayanvita bhajate sanakestasya manorajam prasidati Yasvadamena mam nityam nirashishadayanvita bhajate sanakastasya manorajam prasidati yaha anyone who sadhamena by his occupational duties mam
me
nityam regularly Nirashi, without any motive. Shadaya,
with faith and devotion.
Amvitaha, endowed. Rajate,
worship.
Sanake,
gradually.
Tasya,
his.
Manaha,
mine.
Rajan,
Rajan,
O King Prithu,
Prasidati,
becomes fully satisfied. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The Supreme Personality Godhead, Lord Vishnu, continued, My dear King Prithu, when one is situated in his occupational duty, engages in my loving service without motive for material gain, he gradually becomes very satisfied within. Purport. This verse, also confirmed by the Vishnu Purana, occupational duties are known as Vanashram Dharma and apply to four divisions of material and spiritual life, namely Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and
Shudra.
And Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and if one works according to the Varnashram Dharma system and does not desire fruitive results, he gets satisfaction gradually. Discharging one's occupational duty as a means of rendering devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the ultimate goal of life. Bhagavad Gita confirms this as the process of Karma Yoga. In other words, one should act only for the satisfaction and service of the Lord, otherwise he will be entangled by the resultant actions. Everyone is situated in his occupational duty, but the purpose of material occupation should not be material gain. Rather, everyone should offer the results of his occupational activities. A Brahmana especially should execute his occupational duties not for material gain, but to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Sudra should work in a similar way. In this material world, everyone is engaged in various professional and occupational duties, but the purpose of such activities should be to please the Supreme Personality Godhead. Devotional service is very simple, and anyone can adopt it. Let one remain what he is. He need only install the deity of the Supreme Lord in his house. The deity may be Radha Krishna or Lakshmi Narayan. There are many other forms of the Lord. In this way, a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Sudra can worship the deity with the results of his honest labor. Regardless of one's occupational duty, one should adopt The devotional means of hearing, chanting, remembering, worshipping, offering everything to the Lord and engaging in His service. In this way, one can very easily engage himself in the service of the Lord. When the Lord is pleased with one's service, one's mission in life is fulfilled. Om Gyant Vedanasya Gyanana Shalakya Chakshomenitam Yena Tasmin Shri Gurave Namaha Panchakalpa Dhruvyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The best way to be satisfied is to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Doesn't matter what situation you're in. He is talking about Varnashram, four Varnas and four Ashrams. Ashrams we can figure out. It's very easy. But Varna, sometimes you change during the day. You know, you may be on the altar in the morning, and you may be a bank manager during the day, doing like a Vaishya. You may be a Sudra and start sweeping up the floor, cleaning the toilets at home. Or you may be a Kshatriya and someone comes to the temple, you have to throw him out. Can change. But yeah, you cannot change the ashram in the day, during the day. It's not like you can be a brahmachari in the morning, then a grihastha during the day, a vanaprastha in the afternoon, and then a sannyasi in the evening. It doesn't happen like that. But the point of vanashram dharma is to satisfy the Lord. Ata, bumbi, dujastresa, vanashram, vibhaksa, swanastistasya dharmasya, samsari haritoshina. The point of engaging in such occupational duties in the Varnashram system is to please Lord Hari, to give pleasure, Hari Toshina, to Lord Hari, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the most easiest way in this age is by chanting the holy name of the Lord, by Harinam Sankirtan. Anyone can do it, doesn't matter what ashram you're in, what Varna you're in, even if you're not in an ashram. Even if you're not in a Varna, one can satisfy the Lord simply by chanting the holy name. By, he's here said, the process of karma yoga or yagya for sacrifice. Yagya means Lord Vishnu. And the yagya for this age that works and that is recommended in Kali Yuga is Sankirtan Yoga. Krishna Bhagavan Kusa Krishna Sangha Pragasta Pashadam Yagya Sankirtana Praya Yajanti Hi Sumedasa. The Lord appears not in a gold, in a blackish form, in a golden form, and He's always Krishna Varnam, always chanting Krishna's name. He's appeared with His associates and weapons, so that His weapon is His beauty. And Lord Chaitanya looks very beautiful today. Anyone will be conquered by such a weapon. He's come with His associates, Gaura Bhaktavinda. So it's not just the Panchatattva, but also we are Gaura Bhaktavinda. Anyone who comes in touch with us, due to the mercy we have received, they get purified. Just by seeing the tilak on our foreheads, by seeing the Kanti Mala, they get purified. Even if they work with you at your workplace, then they get purified. Even you go to school with them. Oh, you don't go, you go to home school. I agree, you go to home school too? Okay, yes. You're going to school. See, you get to purify everyone at school. Like that. Just by getting that association of the Gaura Bhaktivinoda, people are getting benefited. Yagya Sankirtana Praya. They're benefiting because you are engaging in the Lord's service. Krishna is the supreme pure. So by such association, we become pure. And then when they associate with us, they also become pure. Devotee association is priceless. It comes doesn't come close to anything. Rupa Goswami says, even if you're there's no point giving up the devotee association. You might as well live in a cage surrounded by fire or in a pool full of crocodiles. There's no point in giving up the association of devotees. Ramananda Roy was asked, what is the most unfortunate thing one can experience? Is to lose the association of devotees, to lose the association of Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. And the engaging, why they considered so exalted, Yujantihi Sumedasa, they have good brain substance. They're not foolish, they're very intelligent because they engage in congregational chanting of the Holy Name. This yoga works in this age. And it's very simple and sublime. Anyone can do it. There's no qualification required. One just needs to have a tongue and some ears. Even if you're deaf, you can still do it. There's a devotee in Japan. There's a disciple, Kavichandra Maharaj. And he loves kirtan. How's that possible? He loves kirtan? Yes, he loves kirtan. Because he can feel the energy from it. He may not hear the Holy Name, but he can feel it. Lord Chaitanya asks Haridas Thakur, what about these non-moving living entities like trees and stuff? How are they going to chant the Holy Name? My Lord, you know the answer, but I'll just to play games with you, yes, I'll tell you the answer. And if when the Harinam goes down the street and you hear the echo, that's the chanting of the trees. So you can never lose. There's always someone to purify. It said that Haridas Thakur chanted 300,000 names of the Lord. So about 64 rounds or more, or less, I think. Or 192 rounds, sorry. So 1/3 he would chant in the mind. And 1/3 is like very soft. And another 1/3 very loud, like this. So what about, and it's said in the Shastra that chanting in the mind is more powerful, actually. So what about us? Why we don't do the chanting in the mind? The answer is that we chant loud for the benefit of all other living entities. One disciple of Srila Prabhupada asked, it's like, when we take prasadam, do all the microorganisms also get purified by taking prasadam? And probably laughed like this. Ah, look at him. He's even thinking about the microorganisms within his body. So much purification is taking place. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, such a simple process of dancing, chanting, and feasting. The three pillars of Krishna consciousness, which is so blissful. Anandam Buddhivadam, an ever-increasing ocean of bliss. But obviously, not all of us can just chant and dance all the time. We have an occupational duty to fulfill. Krishna says you have to maintain the body, so you have to work. The soul is always active, and one needs to maintain the body. Arjuna was a Kshatriya, so his occupational duty to maintain himself was to fight and be a warrior and protect the citizens, to rule the kingdom. And we also have our occupational duties to fulfill. We have all types of jobs. We can be a tradie, working as a carpenter, electrician, a plumber. We could be in administration, working for the government, pushing papers on the computer. We could be a teacher in a school. So many things we could do. But the whole point of doing such occupational duty is not material gain. This is what's pointed out here in this verse. Because the point, when one works without material gain, then one's mind becomes satisfied gradually. So we want to be gradually satisfied. Anandamaya Vyasat, that the living entity is searching for happiness. And when it engages in material sense gratification, material gain, then it is the source of the misery. Yehi samsparshita bhoga. Dukkha yonia evite. Arianta vanta kunteya. Nateshima mata buddha. Krishna says the sources of misery are due to contact with the material senses. The intelligent, the wise, do not take part in these. Why? Because they have a beginning and an end. The soul is eternal. If you get temporary things, for sure you'll be frustrated. Chewing the truth. In normal school, not in homeschool, if you look under the table, there's some chewing gum there. Some kids like to chew chewing gum in school, and then they put it underneath. So you can go under there and try and get some chewing gum. Maybe there's still some flavor in there. And then you chew it. And you're just chewing the truth, and you get a little bit, but it's nothing. You throw it away. This is material life. It's like any material sense gratification, any activity that's not yajna, that's not connected to devotional service, that becomes hakai. It becomes boring. This is the true realization I got from Krishna consciousness. That you're never bored. Has everyone experienced this one? You're never bored. There's always something to do for Krishna. He's unlimited. He always wants more and more and more to do for him. And when you take prasadam, it always tastes good. Sometimes it tastes even better than last time. I remember staying here 4 years in the ashram, and khichdi always gets better. I love khichdi. I do. I don't know about others. But it's always tastes better and always tastes good. And when you chant the holy name, devotees have been chanting for years, 20 years, 25 years, 30 years, and they're still chanting, and they're getting more bliss out of it. I remember when I first came to Krishna consciousness, so I was looking on the internet, on YouTube and stuff, looking for Hare Krishna stuff. So I saw a video of Bada Hare Prabhu, and it's interviewing him. And he says, I've been chanting Hare Krishna for 20 years. And the way he said it, he goes, I never found anything better. Like this. And it's like, whoa, that's real stuff. I'm going to try this for 20 years. If it doesn't work, then I'll go back to my normal life. But hell no, I'm not going to go back. The last 6 years I've been traveling the world chanting Hare Krishna every day on the street for like 3 or 4 hours every day. And I have to say, the purification that has taken place and the happiness that's been experienced is beyond your dreams. See, that's the problem with material life. You have dreams, like job, get that beautiful girl, get that big house, be in some prestigious position. But when you get it, the satisfaction always falls short and never really fulfills. And Krishna describes this in the Bhagavad Gita. When you try and give in to lust, it's like a fire. You just add fuel to it and it burns more. Say, for example, you do have a fire and you put some petrol on it. It goes down a little bit, but then it just sparks up more. And you need to get more and you become greedy and you want more. And you can see this in the world. In the first world countries, Japan, New Zealand, United States, UK, Australia, everything is provided for you, especially for the youth. You get youth allowance, which is like a few $100 every 2 weeks. They're not suffering. They've got everything they need. Well, why is youth suicide so high? Even depression among the youth. Why is that going on? They've got everything. Because they haven't got real satisfaction. They're not giving the satisfaction of the soul, the perfection of life means satisfaction of the heart. And the heart needs pure love, prema. But what are people doing? They're accessing the sources of misery. Atmiendriya priti vanchitare pare kaam. Lust means giving, trying to give pleasure to the material senses. And what's prema? Kisendriya. Ichidhare premana. Love, pure love, means giving pleasure to Krishna's senses. Actually, this place is an abode of receiving pure love because everything surrounds the deity. And this is what Prabhupada is emphasizing. We have our occupational duty. How to access this pure love? He's saying one should install a deity in the house. So the house doesn't belong to you anymore. It belongs to Krishna. And everything you eat is first offered to Krishna. Yet Juhosi. Yat Kurosi Yat Danasi Yat Juhosi Dadasi Yat Yat Tapasi. Whatever you eat, whatever you offer, whatever you give away, whatever taspasya you perform, austerity you perform, do that as an offering to me. You can do that all at home by having a deity in the house. You wake up early, that's a tapasya. And you offer aarti, you chant your rounds in front of the deity, offering the holy name, greeting from scripture to the deity. It doesn't have to be for you. You can read it for the pleasure of the deity. Actually, Bhagavatam class is for glorification of Radha Bhagavata, of Gaurini Thayer, Jagannath Bhagavadeva Subhadra. That's what a true Bhagavatam is for. At the same time, we get purified. At the same time, we experience pure love. Whatever food or great offerings you cook, or the great cooks at home, I know there's many great cooks in the Melbourne Mandir congregation. We've experienced many, been invited to a few homes, and it's been amazing prasadam. And even the temple itself, so much brilliant, delicious, juicy prasadam is here. Even while you chant japa, you can sneak upstairs and get into the rasgula, rasmalai, burfi, sandesh, sweet rice. Even the milk is so tasty. Sorry, I started here, so it's all about prasadam. I don't know, it's prasadam loka. And there's no temple like this in the world. Even in India, you wouldn't get so much prasadam freely available. Well, actually, you could. Like, if you go to the Jagannath Mandir. Lord Jagannath gets, like, what was it, 52 offerings. 56 offerings. And you can get a whole pot of rice, big pot, like this, dal, different sabjis, and the sweets. They have like this pancake sweet, and it's like cooked in ghee, and it's so sweet. And it makes you intoxicated. Or you could go to the Todagopinath Mandir for lunch. And it's nothing, it's like 50 rupees. And there's this pujari there, he's been there for years, and he loves his kind of devotees. And you look inside, it's fully decorated with the parsons of Lord Chaitanya on one side, and on the other side, it has all the parsons of Brajalila. Beautiful temple. And this deity is huge. And the story behind it is that Garada Pandit, he took Chetra Sannyas. And so that means you have to stay in one place. And he was worshipping this Todagopinath. Huge deity. Big eyes, big arms, everything huge. And he wanted, and Mahaprabhu was leaving Puri, and Garada Pandit says, I will come with you, I don't care about my vows. Who cares about his vows? But Mahaprabhu said, no, he must stay to protect his devotee from any defame or infamy. You know, no, protect his vow. You stay here and worship Todagopinath. At one point, Garada Pandit was worshipping the Lord in great separation of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he wanted to put the garland on Todagopinath. And the deity sat down, like cross-legged, so he could put the garland, because he's so tall. And you can go there, and the Lord's sitting there. You can't see it. You can get a special darshan of the Lord sitting on his knee and stuff. And it said that when Lord Chaitanya left this world, he went into the knee of Todagopinath. When he disappeared, he went into the knee of it. And you can go there, get special darshan in the morning, like 5:30, 5:45 in the morning, and give a nice donation, and he'll show you the feet and the knees, and you say, this is where Lord Chaitanya went in there. Beautiful days. You can go there every day. It's very nice. And just nearby, there's the Gaudiya Math, and they have the Bhajan Kutir of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he says, not different from Govardhan. Raise Bhajan Kutir. It's a very nice place. Jagannath Puri is a place of ecstasy, really, you know. There is Haridas Thakur Samadhi. And he's so merciful. You can really connect to him there. and, you know, just ask for mercy to chant the holy name so purely. You know, this is all we want, that Sudhanam, so we can please Krishna so much with love and devotion. And then, if so, you get so much more ecstasy, you jump into the ocean. So I've traveled around the world. We traveled over 50 countries the last 6 years. And we always go to the beaches, you know. Even in Dubai, they have a beach. And, you know, it's like an artificially made beach. Or in Mauritius, they have beautiful beaches, blue water. And in Surfers Paradise, they have a beach there. And in the Philippines, there's some nice forests and waterfalls you can swim. But the best beach or the best place to swim is in Jagannath Puri. They have the best waves. You can catch them and they just carry you and you float. And you get so much spiritual benefit. Why? Because Haridas Thakur, upon he was about to leave his body. What would happen? Haridas Thakur, being born in a Mohammedan family, he would not go to the Jagannath Mandir out of humility. He would not go and take Mahaprasad, take darshan. So what Mahaprabhu arranged for someone to come and bring him Mahaprasad. So then, when this devotee, who was it, Mukunda or Lalana? I can't remember which devotee. Mukunda brought some Mahaprasad, and Mahaprabhu, he was just lying down. And he had a vow, he goes, I will not take prasadam until I finish all my rounds. 192 rounds. And he was just lying down and he's like very tired. He's trying his very best. And Mukunda asked, what's wrong? What's your problem? So usually we say, oh, I'm tired, I'm sick. I have, you know, I didn't get up early this morning. But he said, my problem is I cannot finish my rounds. You have that problem too? Maybe not on the same level as Haridas Thakur, but you know, I cannot finish my rounds. So word go back to Lachitana. Lachitana said, don't worry, you're already liberated. You don't have to worry about finishing. Please take prasadam. Haridas Thakur, he just paid obeisances to the Mahaprasad, continued chanting. So Mahaprabhu knew that he was about to leave. But Haridas Thakur had a request. Mahaprabhu was going to give him anything he wanted. His request was that upon leaving my body, I want to have darshan of your lotus face. And they're chanting, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Mahaprabhu, just before Haridas Thakur was leaving, he was carrying his body like this. And there was big kirtan. Can you imagine when you're like leaving your body, you're being carried by the Lord Chaitanya and there's huge kirtan going on and you just see this beautiful face. So great kirtan happened, all the devotees were there, and then Haridas Thakur left the world. And they made his samadhi there, in the beach. There's no beach there now. But there used to be, the beach used to extend nearly close to the Jagannath Mandir. So there, they placed his transcendental body inside and throwing everyone threw dirt inside. Oh no, they bathed his body in the ocean. And Mahaprabhu said, whoever bathes in this ocean will get Krishna Prema. Haribo. So you have to go, have you been to Jagannath Puri? You must go to Jagannath Puri. And then because it's like in the Bhagavatam it says that the ocean is ruled by Varuna, and Varuna is also in charge of digestion. So then when you bathe in the ocean you get good digestion, so you can take lots of Mahaprasad. So lucky here we also have a mini Jagannath Puri. We have Lord Jagannath on the altar and we also have somewhat ocean there. And so you can take more prasadam. How many gulab jamuns can you eat?
I don't know.
Three?
Five. Five, six, seven. I don't know.
5, 6, 7, huh? Okay. What's the record? Is there some record here?
10, 10.
Oh, not 10, 20, huh? What's the record? Have you heard, what's the highest maybe? I heard something like 60 or 70. 60, 70?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know the champion? No, okay. Unknown champion. 60, 70, gulab jam. Yeah. Mahaprabhu used to have pastimes with prasadam. They used to like throw it into devotees' mouths like this. And when Mahaprabhu used to serve prasadam with his hand, he had huge hands like this. And he used to put as much prasadam as there is for 5 people. Like this. And devotees were in ecstasy. They used to honor it all. And in between each bite, they were in ecstasy. They would chant the holy name between each bite. So always kirtan was going on. And you can do it even at work, somehow, if you could. Can you imagine? Or on your lunch break. Maybe today, on your lunch break, you can find us in the city and you can join us. One time, it happened, one devotee joined us during his lunch break. I think it was Yogeshwar Govinda Prabhu. So he was in his suit and everything. I gave him a microphone. He started leading kirtan down the street and then went back to work. So it's always possible to be engaged in devotional service, to satisfy the Lord. It's so easy and so sublime. It's such a good time we can have. And especially when you have a deity at home, then your home becomes a temple. And it's very easy to preach from the home because it's very relaxed. Maybe the temple, you're a bit unsure, you don't want to do the wrong thing. It looks like it's very exalted place. But if you come to someone's home, it's a bit more relaxed, but at the same time you get so purified. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur was singing in his bhajan that my home has become Goloka Vrindavan. Because everyone's engaged in the service of the Lord, there's hearing and chanting of the Lord's glories constantly. And we can find that you can do so many things for the deity with all the wealth that you have. You can buy nice dresses for them. You can bathe them in so many substances. You can have festivals in your home. I think Bhakta does some festivals in his home. He has these beautiful deities, right? Karuna Sindhu? Yeah. Beautiful deities, you must see them one day. Have you seen Bhakta's deities? No, you must see them. Very nice, very beautiful. And sometimes he has festivals. You can have festivals in your home. Lots of dancing and chanting. And with all the, and that's what the bhakti rikshas are for, that's what the namahatas are for. To get a taste of the spiritual world for people who don't know Krishna. And you can imagine, okay, maybe I don't feel like preaching, maybe they will reject me if I try and distribute books, or I cannot get on Harinam. But everyone has an opportunity to preach. We just have to remember what we got, or what we got, and if we took it away from us. Imagine, okay, take away japa from your life. Okay, maybe I can survive. Take away prasadam. Oh gosh. Take away kirtan. Take away devotee association. Take away the deities from your life. Take away the dham. Sometimes you go to dham every year. Take that away. Life just becomes boring. And this is what they... people are living every day like this. You know, we're so fortunate we can wake up in the morning and be absorbed in transcendental sound vibration. They wake up in the morning, maybe it's a cigarette, right? First thing in the morning, coffee, turn on the news, and it's just bad news. There's a saying, no good is, no news is good news. So if there is news, it's only bad news. Some earthquake here, someone died here, this politician did something illicit. Nothing but bad news. What a great start to the morning, right? And then they have to drive to work and they're already depressed. We have a morning program, dancing and hearing great transcendental sound vibration from the morning. 4 hours in the morning from Mangala Aarti. The first thing you see in the morning, hopefully it's not your face, but the face of the Lord. Or the lotus feet of the Lord. It's a great way to start the morning. And it creates such a deep samskara, especially in those early hours. And this is what we should dedicate our life to, is somehow engage in the 9 items of devotional service. And that is easily done when one has a deity. Everything surrounds, like this temple, there's so many things to do for the deity. So many people can be engaged. And in that way, get purified to the point where Kirtana Sarahari, where you just chant the holy name constantly. And that's the goal. The goal is to be completely in ecstasy in chanting the holy name. And that's the mission of this Krishna conscious movement, to make everyone a madman for Krishna. Harinam Sankirtan ki.
Jai.
Gantra Shrimi Bhagavatam ki.
Jai.
Is there any comments or questions? Yes, Mati.
Will you relate this to the story of Trikhu at all?
Well, yeah. So here is a Kshatriya. And he wants to please Lord Vishnu. So here we have Lord Vishnu instructing Prita Maharaj about engaging in occupational duty, not for his material gain. So Ashwamedha Yagya, you can get the position of Indra. For pure devotee, that's will of the wisp, phantasmagoria, a flower in the sky. It means nothing to you. Narottam Das Thakur says that's like a pot of poison even. Why would I engage in such activities? Like I said, Krishna said this is material sense gratification, the sources of misery. But the sources of pleasure, the reservoir of pleasure, is Akila Rasamrita Murti. It's Lord Shri Krishna, it's Lord Vishnu. For those who are Lord Vishnu. And we find later on that Vishnu is trying to teach Prita Maharaj to not be attached to having such sacrifices and forgive Indra. Let him engage in the service of being King of Heaven. Don't worry about it. And stop him from doing such, like encouraging him to establish or start irreligious activities. Trends. So, but the Lord was about to leave, actually, the sacrifice. But Prita Maharaj, he begged him to stay. And out of being Bhakta Vatsala, the Lord stayed. And he says, I'll give you any benediction. What would you like? And he actually prayed for devotional service, which is the highest thing. Devotional. It's to always be engaged in the service of the Lord. There's nothing more higher than this. So, by offering the fruits of our labor to the worship of the deity, either in this temple or in our home, then one, like it says here, it becomes gradually satisfied. Mano Rajan Prasidati. The mind becomes Prasidati. Mano. Or great king. So, but for us, we have a more easier way of doing it, which is by Sankirtan Yagya. And even previously, Prita Maharaj is in the previous chapters, it said that as a king, should engage everyone in yagya. Because in these big yagyas, even sutras, vaishyas were all involved. So we have to do the same thing, like Prita Maharaj. We have to engage everyone, even dogs. A dog is being engaged in the Harinam Sankirtan at the moment. His name is Janardhan. He wears tilak, wears kanti mala. And he does books. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. And people, they come and pet him and they take a book. It's like transcendental dog. Every book distributor should have some dog. For book distribution. Hare Krishna. Any other questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu.
Sometimes when we read or hear
Prabhupada's conversations, we see that Prabhupada emphasizes more on the temple deity worship than home deity worship as such. But then here Prabhupada is saying every home should have a deity at home. So how we can understand both of them?
Yeah, so Srila Prabhupada, he established the Krishna Conscious Movement mainly for association, hearing and chanting about Krishna and associating with devotees. Because in your home, it's very hard to get so many devotees there. But at a temple, many devotees come and you can associate and, you know, have the best fun. That's what devotee association is for. And but the best thing that I like about devotee association, maybe we can do more of it, is discussing scripture, like not just one person talking. It happened one time in New Govardhan. It was a few years ago, but it was very powerful. He would just read a little bit from Prabhupada's purports, and then he would just say some thoughts would come up, and he would comment something. And then it was very informal, it wasn't very formal, you know, sitting on sofas and stuff. And then another devotee would explain, oh, Prabhupada said this in a letter. And then, oh, I remember Prabhupada said this, or I read this. And it was just churning more and more. I remember I had this pastime when I got this realization that Krishna protected me. And it was like so powerful, and it went down very deep. And that's what the pure devotees do, actually. Much tapakataparam bodhiyanta parasparam yantayasas chamam nityam tusyanticharam anticharam. This is how we derive great satisfaction and bliss. And to see through the eye of scripture, chittasyo pasamonyam ve kavibi sasya chakshusha dasita su gamo yogo dhamma cha atma mudava. The learned authorities has demonstrated the best, easiest way to subdue the agitating mind and achieving liberation is by seeing through the eye of scripture. It's a sacred duty, and it brings joy to the heart. And that's what we're after, right? Joy to the heart. So when we meet devotees, yeah, we can, it doesn't have to be like one class thing. You can just, because this congregation, their sadhana is very strong. And they know scripture quite well. There's so many in Bhaktivedanta, Bhaktivaipa, Bhakti Sastri. So many devotees in this congregation. Actually, we have a very powerful congregation here. And even we, you know, devotees are very humble, so you don't really see how much they actually know or experience or realize about Krishna. But when you do something like this, quite informal, then so much gets churned up and like that. So maybe it's a bit hard in the temple because so much formality, but in your home you can do stuff like this, and then have a big feast at the end. So it has to be some feasting for it. Or big kirtan, what the hell, boy? Yeah. Is that okay? Yeah. Feasting is not a problem here. Maybe more kirtan, that'd be cool. In the pastime of Lord Chaitanya, Avaitacharya invited Lord Chaitanya to his home. Oh, you're a sannyasi, let me feed you. So in the purports there, it said that, yes, when one holds a Krishna conscious program in his home, it has to be at least 3 hours kirtan. Pretty good. Okay. Gantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Gaur Premanande.